This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Eben's with us, and I'm telling some stories today about things that have happened. Rich is giving his opinions on what I'm saying. These are stories about three generations of the Finelli family. What happens when we are in situations that are uncomfortable? And so I'm going to continue telling these stories. I haven't talked much about Mrs. Finelli over the 6 years that we've been broadcasting here at USA Prepares, but I'll tell you a little bit more about her. Mrs. Finelli and I are the same age. And we are both baby boomers. We were both born in the early 50s. She has a degree in mathematics, and she has a master's in business administration. So she's a degreed mathematician. And she was hired by a consulting company to be a specialist in computer programming. As a matter of fact, she was hired through one of these consulting companies to be a contractor for a Fortune 100 company. You would all recognize the name of this company if I mentioned it. A very, very large company and dominant in a particular city in the East Coast. Well, we bought a house in this in the suburbs of the city, and Mrs. Finelli was a computer systems project manager. I was designing computer systems for a government, so I was in charge of computer systems, and so was she. And we worked very close to each other, nearby buildings, and everything was great. And so she made some friends at this company, and I'm going to talk about race here, and so. When I define the next race, there's a reason why I'm doing it. Okay, I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just going to tell you the way it is, and why. So Mrs. Finelli was in charge of a group of programmers at this Fortune 100 company. Mrs. Finelli was a contractor, so she wasn't employed by the Fortune 100 company, but she was employed through a contractor that her services were paid for. By this Fortune 100 company. So, typical for Mrs. Finelli, she would get to work early, and she was on the phone early one morning in her office, and one of her subordinates came in, had a bad day. This was a black girl. Mrs. Finelli is white. And this gal was having a bad day and attacked Mrs. Finelli from behind and threw her on the floor and started beating her, unprovoked. So Mrs. Finelli talked to her management, and her management thought that this was a pretty bad situation because, number one, Mrs. Finelli was a her services were contracted from another company. She was the best at what she did for the company who employed her services. And less than 20 years prior, there were race riots in this particular city. 50% of the people in the city were black and 50% were white. So the company didn't want to have another race riot. So they tried their best to squash this information. However, my wife was beaten, unprovoked, mercilessly, and it didn't set well with me. So what I did was I went to the local gun store and I bought several firearms. I bought a .357 Magnum revolver. I bought a lever action revolver made by Marlin, and it was chambered in .357. So this is a, you know, look like a .30-30, a hunting rifle, lever action, very nicely made, but it was chambered in .357. The idea was to have the same cartridges fit both the revolver and the rifle. Pretty neat, I thought, because we were in the city and in a suburban environment, and everything's kind of close. So it didn't need to be a long rifle cartridge. And then I bought a Walther PPK, a little pocket pistol, and chambered in .380. And so Mrs. Finelli and I went to an area where we could do some target shooting out in the country. And I taught Mrs. Finelli how to shoot. That's first time. So she grew up learning how to shoot a .357. It was like the gun Dirty Harry would have, except not 44 Magnum, but 357 Magnum, the little brother of Dirty Harry's 44 Magnum. Kind of like that. And so she shot and shot and shot, and we were shooting at commercially printed targets, which had the 10 ring in the middle. And so I took some of her targets down, and after we shot, and a lot of them were very close to the bullseye, very close. I said, okay, so why don't you put these on your bulletin board when you go back to work on Monday? So she did. And that was the last that this black gal who beat her up, ever came near her. Now, this black gal was a family friend. She'd been to our house, had meals with us, but went nuts and beat up my wife. So my response was, you know what? The next time you come close to my wife, it'll be much, much, much worse. And that was our response. And it worked. Next story. We moved to Missouri. We bought a farm that was neglected. It's 241 acres. And it had a lot of woods, and it had some fields, and it was pretty rough. A lot of wildlife. And it's on a dirt road, and we have a mile of frontage. And this road was known to the locals, and I'm talking about like a 25-mile radius, as like a hunter's paradise, because the wildlife was just great here. And what hunters would do is they'd come from all over during hunting season, and they would just drive their pickup trucks. They would wear their orange, bright orange, as required for hunting. And you'd see these guys come on their trucks, and they would pull into our dirt road, and they'd go very, very slowly. One guy would look out the left, one guy would look out the right. Sometimes there were guys in the back bed of the pickup truck, and they would fire from the road onto our fields where we had cows. They would shoot toward us. They would shoot in the direction of our cows because they would see deer there, and they thought, oh, what the heck, you know, who cares? This is the Wild West. Didn't set well with my family. So we would strap our AR-15s on our backs, and we would park our trucks along the road. And whenever we saw one of these vehicles with hunters in it, with their orange or their camo, we'd stop them. Hey, how's it going? What are you doing? And we would ask them, what are they doing? Where are they going? And then we'd say, by the way, the people who live down this road for the next mile are crazy. And they will go ballistic if they see shots fired in the direction of their house or their cows. So for the next mile, for sure, you don't want to hunt because they're crazy. And they patrol this road. And as a matter of fact, that's us. And they would see us with scoped AR-15s, which are good for 400 or 500 yards. And you know what? Pretty soon, all of that hunting stopped. The game warden couldn't do it. The sheriff couldn't do it. Nobody could stop these hunters. But we just kind of introduced ourselves to them, explained our point of view, explained that if we felt threatened, it would be terrible. It would be absolutely terrible. And so that's how we solved the hunting problem. And one day, during this siege of the Finelli family farm by hunters, there was a truck. And this truck had was a white pickup truck, and it had antennas, directional antennas, on the roof. And there were dogs barking, running through our fields. And what this one particular hunter did was he would release his dogs at one end of the road. They had tracking collars on them, so they could use these antennas with the collars transmitting where the dogs were. And these dogs would run deer through a gauntlet. And then the hunters would, from the road, shoot the deer that are being chased by the dogs. That's kind of unfair, right? So this guy in this white pickup truck with the antennas was parked along our road. I heard the dogs barking, coming toward him. And I was in the pickup truck with our son, and I said, I pulled over. I said, "How's it going?" He said, "I'm just looking for my dogs." I said, "Well, okay." And I'm paraphrasing. I explained to him that his dogs were running through our mile of fields. And if they upset our cows, and if anything happens to our cows, it'll be a terrible day. And I will feel threatened by that. And I will protect our animals. So for today, I won't shoot his dogs. For today. But I don't know about the next time. You know what? That guy never came back. Because I explained to him how it was going to be. Now, could he call the sheriff on me? I don't know. I didn't do anything. I just let him know that my cows were threatened. And I didn't appreciate it. And pretty soon the word was out. The Finelli family, they're absolutely crazy. You have no idea what they're going to do. But they know that I'm a trained killer. Because I came from Virginia, my last name is Finelli, I'm obviously in the mob, and I have a car with a big trunk that'll hold two bodies. And I have a backhoe. So that if I need to put these bodies in a hole, I could do that. And then I have lime, hydrated lime, to keep the smell down. They know all this stuff. They know that I have hydrated lime, a backhoe, a bulldozer, and a outdoor wood furnace that can burn cows. They know this.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about directed return fire. And while we're on the topic of AR-15s, there was a Missouri lawyer, and he was a House of Representatives, alleged representative in the state of Missouri. And he was in the St. Louis, Missouri district. And he was the sponsor of a bill to remove AR-15s and AK-47s from Missouri. And also certain shotguns with different grips and any magazine greater than 10 rounds. Rory Ellinger. Well, co-sponsored this bill was a gal by the name of Jill Shoup. So Rory Ellinger sponsored it, Jill Shoup co-sponsored it, and it was this bill to make it a crime to own an AK-47, an AR-15, magazines greater than 10 rounds, or shotguns with certain pistol grips 90 days after this bill became law in the state of Missouri. Well, I took that as an attack on me as well as many others, because, frankly, I own an AR-15. I keep it right in the studio with me. It is my right to have one. Well, this former thug, Rory Ellinger, and his co-thug, Jill Shoup, decided that that was what was once above board in the state of Missouri would become illegal if you owned one 90 days after this bill became law. Now, you could destroy it. You could get it out of the state, sell it to somebody, or you could turn it over to the state of Missouri where they would keep your gun without compensation. Didn't set well with me. So I got the cell phone numbers of Rory Ellinger and Jill Shoup. I got them right from the House of Representatives in Missouri, and I gave them out on the radio. And I said that these two guys were going to do their best to steal personal property from us. It'd be like buying a refrigerator or a freezer and have them say, you know what, yeah, that was okay last week, but this week, you know, we're kind of concerned about ozone depletion, and those refrigerators, you've got to give them to the state, destroy them, or get them out of the state. Otherwise, you'll be a felon, and you're subject to 7 years in prison. Well, I gave out their phone numbers, and I called the NRA, and I called one of our instructors, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. I gave him the information, and I just did a nonstop broadcast about these two alleged representatives. Gave out the phone numbers and suggested that our class call whenever they felt like. And I talked about how they call, and you can't tell what their phone number is because it's blocked. And I talked about how you can do that if you want to. Three presses on your telephone can block your identification for the outgoing calls. I said, when they call you, you can't tell who they are. It's blocked, blocked. Well, you can do the same thing. Well, our class called them day and night. By the next afternoon, Rory Ellinger and Jill Shoup were on KMOV television complaining that there are people calling them and beating them up on the phone and yelling and screaming at them at all hours. They can't tell who they are. Where'd they get their numbers from? How dare we call them? How dare we do that? We were disrespectful. Well, that bill was dead by the next afternoon. We stopped it. I'm talking about directed return fire, using their tactics on them. So, that's just one more story. I've got more. I can fill up the rest of the hour with some more stories. Rich, do you have any comments on that one?
I have several comments on what you said. What we need to do is get the little guy to stand up for what's right and stick up for the law. You know, it's just like what I've said on the air in the past. The state of Montana has recently, and then I'll comment, I want to mention one quick story because we're running out of time, and then I'll comment on some of the things you said. We had an aggressive tax assessor come from a neighboring county, and basically a lot of people in Montana has had their property taxes increased, and now the state of Montana is literally practicing fraud. And the tax assessor said that I have on-grid status. I'm no longer off-grid, which is incorrect. He said I had a finished basement, which is incorrect. He said I had modern heat, which is incorrect. He said I had two finished bathrooms, which is not only incorrect, I don't even have a legal one bathroom. I flush my toilet with a bucket of water living off-grid.
Rich, hold
and
that
he's
thought.
Changed
hold
all
that
my
thought.
Evaluations.
Hold that thought. We're going to a break.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. NS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. And we're telling stories, things that have happened to us. And Rich was mentioning a very interesting story. This has happened to us as well, slightly differently. But what happened to him was a tax assessor from another county. This is what they do. They bring in somebody from another county, and they increased his assessment. They said they committed fraud. They literally said that he had a finished basement, which he didn't have, that he had modern heat, which he doesn't have. Heats with a wood stove in the kitchen, and that he had a bathroom or bathrooms, which he didn't have. They made it up, increased his taxes. fraudulently. Rich, so what did you do?
And I apologize, Vince. For some reason on this phone, this new phone I have, I cannot hear when the music comes up. So that's why I continue talking. So my apologies. But I want to make a comment on what you said. I'm going to dilute your badass a little bit. But regarding guns, I just want to mention a few things. You know, first of all, 98% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones. 98, okay? Just keep that in mind. So the highest, the USA has the highest gun ownership per capita with 90 guns per 100 residents. And then we have issues like the Broward County Sheriff Office Department, which is obviously bought and paid for along with a lot of our alphabet agencies like the CIA, the FBI, NSA, et cetera. We have to do what you're saying, Vince, because there's no other choice. There's no other choice. And like I mentioned earlier, this Danny Davis, Illinois Democrat rep, basically said that it's okay for if the wealthy, the rich, can afford all the increase on gun taxes and ammo, fine, they can have it. It's, again, the aristocracy managing the serfs. But when it comes to guns, just like drugs, just like pedophilia, how are they going to stop guns when they can't stop drugs or pedophilia in our own country? Again, this is all so the law-abiding citizens, the bottom 93% of income earners, suffer more and get more controlled because of the addiction to power, money, and control by the elite. So forget about all these movies you see and these Hollywood humanity narratives. It's all theater. It's all made to distract you from something else. Now, regarding the road hunting that you went through, issue on your road, first of all, in Montana, it's illegal to run deer or any game with dogs. And in Montana, and this might sound cruel, this has been a law for a very long time, if a dog runs a deer on your property or even on Forest Service public land, you can shoot it. You can shoot it. Now, I've never done that. If I have an issue with a neighboring dog, which is very rare, you know, I'll shoot, like, at his feet or something. I think I've done it, like, twice. Personally, I don't think I had the heart to do it. But with your situation having livestock, it could be a major issue with stampeding and breaking fences and things like that. So, you know, nothing that you said, Vince, I'll be honest with you, is startling or over the line. This is, you know, this is why I answered the questions with road hunting and guns with certain statistics and facts, like 90% of the mass shootings occur in gun-free zones. And we can no longer count on, you know, if our sheriffs and our federal authorities, alphabet agencies, are bought and paid for, who's going to protect us? And if you're on some list because maybe you're conservative, like the IRS did, when the IRS came after all conservative groups and didn't give them the same protection that they did to liberal groups, and I use the term liberal loosely because they've been basically bought and paid for by the globalist regime. So what choice do we have? I don't even look at it as taking law into your own hands. I look at it as protecting what you worked hard for many years to keep. This is just common sense and logic. And if we can't count on law enforcement to protect us, which obviously if they're bought and paid for, we cannot, you know, what are we supposed to do? I mean, if they stop pedophilia, if they stop drugs, then I'll say, okay, let's take a look at taking our guns. But they can't stop any of this because they're all bought and paid for. Everything, basically, every law is made so law-abiding citizens, the bottom 93% of income earners, suffer. Vince?
Yeah. So let me put an exclamation point on what you're saying. So Rory Ellinger, his name is Rory, R-O-R-Y, Vincent Ellinger. He was born in 1941. He died in 2014. He was an American lawyer. This is on Wikipedia. He was an American lawyer and a politician, okay? And he was a Roman Catholic. So when you... let me tell you what that means. So on his legislative record, according to Wikipedia, and this is correct, Ellinger became known as the most liberal legislator in Missouri. He and Jill Shoup introduced House Bill 545, banning the possession, sale, transfer, or manufacture of certain semi-automatic rifles and magazines that are capable of holding more than 10 rounds, as well as calling for confiscation or destruction of existing firearms within 90 days, and would provide no compensation for the confiscated firearms. Part of the backlash to this bill, which never passed, included a bill sponsored by Mike Lehrer that would make it a Class D felony for any legislator to introduce legislation that restricts or limits gun rights in Missouri. So the backlash was ferocious. And I met I met in the back room of a restaurant a politician, and Bill Rheingold, and he was trying to introduce and get legislation passed that would make it a right for us to farm, subject to the health department. So it restricted farming even more. And so he found out who I was at the last minute, and he was really concerned about what I would do to his reputation, which I did on the air. But I said, do you know Rory Ellinger? He said, Oh, my gosh, that poor guy. Oh, they beat him up. They called him day and night, and they were relentless. They chewed him up, spit him out. They bloodied that poor guy, figuratively. They killed him, figuratively. Okay? I said, oh. Well, I gave out his phone number on the air. That's when they started worrying about me. Okay? So they know who I am in Jefferson City, Missouri. That's the capital of Missouri. They know about Vincent Finelli and the way he behaves when he feels threatened. Okay, so we gave Rory Ellinger a figurative bloody nose, and Jill Shoup as well, because of their tactics to try to steal our property. Next story. I've got so many stories, but I mentioned three generations of Finellis. So my son has a friend, a boyhood friend. You can call them boyfriends. That doesn't mean they're gay. It means they're just buddies. They're boys. Now they're like 25, and they've been buddies for a long time. Okay, so he and his buddy, work on cars together, and his buddy's automatic transmission in his pickup truck failed. So my son got a call. My son said, Dad, he's got this problem. I said, okay, let's go pick him up. So we brought a tow rope, which is legal in Missouri to tow a vehicle. It's absolutely legal. You don't have to put a vehicle on a truck or tow dolly, or you can just pull it with a rope or chains or whatever. So we brought it to the farm, and we put it up on our lift, and we looked at it, and yeah, sure enough, he needed a rebuilt transmission or a junkyard transmission. So my son called around, and he found a local transmission place in Lebanon, Missouri, and they had just what he was looking for. They had a couple of them. One of them was really good, $650, and so he called back. He said he'd call back the next day, and he called back, and it was gone. So they had another one out of a 2004, and the truck we were putting it in was a 2004, and they said it's a good transmission and all that. So the boys looked at it. I wasn't there, and they were sure it was a good transmission out of 2004. They brought it home, took out the old transmission from the other truck that failed. They lined them up side by side. They didn't match. It was not out of a 2004 truck. It was out of a 2003 van. They verified this by, the numbers on the transmission. And it was a parts transmission. It wasn't something that was all original as it was represented. So we figured all this out. So my son is frosted. And so I said, well, why don't you consider doing this? Why don't you guys go back, both of you, and bring the transmission in. Carry it off the back of your vehicle, bring it inside the office of the salvage yard, and put it right in the way of everybody, right in the way, where you'll be blocking the counter, because I think this is going to be a bad situation. So the boys did that, and they wanted their money back. It was $600 for this particular transmission. And so the boys did that, and they got a real hard time. Well, we didn't sell you that transmission. It's not from us. Wait a minute. It's not from us. We just got it 2 days. You don't remember us? No, we don't remember you. And then they said, okay, well, but then you broke it. So then he admitted it was from them, but my son and his friend broke the transmission, which they didn't do. So it looked like it was going to be kind of rough. So I said, well, how did it work out? And my son said, well, we got our money back. And I said, let me see if I got this right. So you went in there and you put the transmission right in the way. Yeah, we did that good. And it didn't go so well. So you turned a little bit to the side and you put your left side toward the owner of this salvage yard. You put your left side a little bit toward him so that it looked like if you were going to take a swing and punch him out, you'd have just a little more distance between your right fist, right shoulder, and his face. Is that what you did? He goes, yeah, yes, we did. So, without saying any words, my son stood up straight. I said, you stood up straight, huh? He goes, yeah, yeah. My son took third place in fighting in karate at Disney Wide World of Sports when he was younger. Took first place in the state of Virginia and took first place in fighting in the six-state region. But he's kind of calm. You'd never know it. I mentioned it to Rich Sheeban that that's what our son did, and it kind of surprised him that, you know, because our son's kind of calm. Well, he just told this guy, just change his posture, change his direction a little bit, a little orientation change. And so this guy, you're going to give us our money back right now. Right now. And you know what? He did. No fists flew. Everything was cool. He got his money back. And they'll never do business with that lying, cheating auto salvage yard again.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is
hot.
Keep
it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Rich Shevin's with us, and Rich, I'm going to say something that might be kind of out of character for me. So, class, I know that the other team is listening to us. I've heard Laura Ingraham say things on the radio that we've said 3 years ago. I heard her say it yesterday. I happened to be in the car coming back from Lowe's. And I just thought, well, let's listen to the radio. Mrs. Fennelly and I were in the truck, and I heard her say things that we've been talking about 3 years ago, and it's like news to her. Okay, so but these are the highly paid people who get the high ratings, and but we don't. But anyway, so class, none of what I've said today or I'm going to say is true. None of it. It's all my imagination. The reason I just said that is because if these guys want to use this against me, I just said it's not true. Okay? It's all figments of my imagination. I'm just imagining all these stories. Now, you know whether it's true or not. But I'm saying it's not true. And I'm also saying that, you know, if you call the IRS and you ask them for help because you don't understand something on the instructions that they produce, they tell you that they're not responsible for what they tell you. They employ people, but they're not responsible for what they tell you. Cops are allowed to lie. Okay? They're allowed to lie to you. They're allowed to say, well, I'll tell you what, you confess and turn in your buddies, and we're going to go easy on you. They lie. They don't have the authority to do that. They lie. And so what I'm saying is, if they can lie, you can lie. Now, that doesn't sound like Vin Fennelly, but I'm saying that when push comes to shove, and that's what these guys do, then it's okay to do the same thing that they do, which is something that Rich Shevin talks about all the time. Same rules and accountability for everybody. All right, next story. So yesterday, I was at Lowe's, the home improvement store, allegedly. And I know that in 2012, July of 2012, the Department of Energy started regulating the production of fluorescent light bulbs, T12s, T8s, and so forth. And only a few of them are allowed to be manufactured now. Now, I'm talking about you go to Walmart and you look up and you go, whoa, they've got thousands of these light bulbs up there. You go to Lowe's, they've got thousands of these light bulbs in each one of these stores. The technology is 80 years old. So the Department of Energy says, no, I can't make them anymore. Well, except for some specialized bulbs. Well, heck, I've got, I counted about 40 fluorescent fixtures here at the farm. 40 of them. Each one uses a minimum of two tubes. That's 80 tubes. If I turn them all on, there's 80 of them glowing at one time. They're going to burn out. The ballasts are going to burn out. I know this. I reported this on the air. So what did I do? I went to Lowe's and I found out that, heck, they are blowing out Sylvania-branded fluorescent light bulbs half price. So I went to the store and I bought every single 4-foot and 8-foot tube that fits the fixtures I have. And the incompetent salesperson, not salesperson, the incompetent cash register person has no clue what she's doing. So she charged me for 10 cases of light bulbs, and I bought one case of 10 light bulbs. She doesn't know the difference between 10 light bulbs and 10 cases of light bulbs. Now, it's okay with me because I charge this on my credit card, and I can always dispute it. So I wrote where it says signature, to be verified, VF. That's my signature for this, because I knew it wasn't right. But I was being pressured because there were people in line waiting behind me, you know, tapping their feet. They're annoyed because this incompetent cashier can't get it right. So I got home and I looked it all up. I called the store and I said, here's what happened. I was charged for 10 cases instead of one case. You know, there are a whole bunch of items on this particular receipt. They're all fluorescent light bulbs. And I asked for the manager. Well, the manager, they got to verify it. They want to see the receipt. I said, no, I'm not coming in. It's a 50-mile round trip. You guys made the mistake. Tell you what, go look at your surveillance video. You'll see I only got one case. Go talk to Michael. He's the guy that helped me. He helped load the cart. Everything was ready for me because I called in ahead of time. Ask him. Look at your video. Look at the receipt. Look at your inventory on hand. I couldn't buy 10 cases because you didn't have 10 cases. They called me back and they said, you know what? We looked at the video. You're right. You only bought one case of this particular 4-foot. The rest you bought were 8-foot. It's clear. So they issued a refund on the phone. What I'm telling you is you call the managers. Call the managers of these stores. Demand that they give you satisfaction. And they probably will. Rich, we're going to have to do this again next week. We didn't finish. Thanks so much for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.